The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
Oh, geez. That's great.
I told you.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. I gotta come up with some sort of jingle now.
Yeah, well, they're not really saying, it sounds like Boopa.
That's funny, though. That's great.
Today is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 23 of the R&D Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. Or online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. Today's guest, we're going to have, about 9:30, we're going to be talking to Darlene Franklin from Darlene Franklin Productions.
Okay, and who is Darlene?
Well, we'll be discussing with Darlene her dinner theater production of The Wicked Real Housewives of the Mob.
Is that kind of like, what, the Jersey Shore stuff that you were talking about on the last show that I wake up to at night and my wife's watching it and it drives me crazy because everybody's yelling at each other?
It might be similar to that. Darlene wrote the Joey and Maria's Comedy Wedding, which I'm sure everybody has heard of.
I've heard of that, okay, yes. So that's been around for a while.
Yes, yeah, she wrote that quite a while ago, and she has a new production coming out. Going to be playing at the Kowloon and Saugus, and my understanding is that'll be on August 26th, September 9th, and September 30th.
Now, is the Joey and Maria's wedding still going on as well?
Yeah, she sold that. She sold the rights
to that. No kidding, huh?
But that's still going on. That first came out in March of 1992 at Angelica's was the first place that was played.
Oh, Angelica's.
In Middleton, yes.
That's gone now. No, it's
Angelica's
not. No,
is still
yes,
there.
It is there.
Angelica's is still there.
I keep thinking of, I get mixed up with Stevie D's. Remember the old Stevie D's?
Yep.
And it's been everything since. And what is it now, like a horse stable or something?
I don't know. Could be anything these days. There used to be a Santa's Village. Now it's a school on 114 in Middleton.
Yeah. So I was wrong, folks. Don't panic. Angelica's is still open.
Yes. Before they start, we look forward to your letters. Make sure they're addressed to Dan Lynch. Daryl Silva will be calling in probably about 20 after 9. We'll be discussing the movie Boys that is playing in the local area for the last time.
When did he tell you that he was calling in?
I told him to call in about 9:20.
When did you speak with him?
I sent him a message yesterday.
Okay, because I did get a text from him this morning. I'm sorry, I probably should have said this off the air, but he's going to try to call. But if he doesn't, do a good plug for the show and make sure you bring my Blu-rays.
Okay. Just make sure you bring the Blu-ray. Did you bring the Blu-rays?
I brought the Blu-rays.
Okay. All right, and we'll plug his movie anyways.
I always have to deliver for this guy. I feel like Daryl's delivery boy.
Well, if you want to call in, you can reach us at 978-687-8005. Toll-free is 877-687-8005. If you need a pickup or delivery, ask for Dan, and Dan will become your delivery boy, and he'll definitely deliver for you. And once again, you can always email us at tips@boopa.com.
And that's exactly at tips. I expect tips.
He expects tips. You can give him steak tips. Chicken, kebabs, whatever.
Or a tip of the day.
A tip of the day, right. Maybe that's what we should do, a tip of the week. So, if you have a question, we'll try to answer it. If we can't answer it this week, we'll have an answer for you next week. This is R&D, and it's research and discussion, meaning we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. That's what we're here for. And one of the things that I want to bring up, Dan, is our field trip on Saturday evening.
Right, I'm sorry, this is kind of annoying me. I don't know if it's my fault, but I see a wet spot on your glasses, and I don't know if when I laughed, maybe I shot a little spit at you or something. There you go. Oh. There you go. That was
thanks, Dan.
Kind
oh,
of
now
tough
I can
looking. There you go.
Sorry. It's probably my glasses. They were all scratched
all
up.
All right, what were we discussing?
The roller derby that we
that was a good time.
Saturday.
Wasn't that a good time?
Yes, it was. It was. That was very good. It was very interesting. I know you were looking for the race track with the rails, but it's not. It's a flat
right,
track.
Right.
Flat
and
track.
I meant to listen to last week's show because I don't believe I said that it is definitely blue line to blue line, but I was assuming that it's probably about the size of blue line to blue line, and it did go a little over that.
A little over.
A little over.
Okay, I know it was a little over on one end of the blue line.
Just a little.
Where
maybe
your friend
maybe
was
about maybe by about 5 feet. Your friend that you took well, several
your,
pictures
your
of.
Your friend that was standing with the that would the, that was really into the game.
Yes,
and then
with the pom poms.
The other end it went way beyond the blue line.
Yes, it did. But okay. You know, but you're making it sound like I know nothing about roller derby. You knew all the rules. You knew everything. I was very impressed with that.
Well, when I watch sports, I like to know what the object of the game is. And I've been watching roller derby when I was a kid. It used to be on. You said you used to watch it on TV.
Right, but I didn't. I watched it for the violence.
Oh.
Back then, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I knew something was going on, but there was nobody in the room to sit there and discuss with me. The commentators sure as heck weren't explaining what was going on.
They weren't explaining how people
they weren't telling the rules of the game.
Okay.
Because they probably assume that we knew. Like when you sit there and you watch a hockey game. Are they going to explain to you what offsides is every time it happens? No.
No, I guess not. They wouldn't. But anyways, the New Hampshire Roller Derby League is the thing that I think you and I both found interesting is it's a very voluntarism type of league where the players...
Yes.
There's the volunteers. Everybody is just contributing, and they're doing everything. Like the players are going around selling tickets and you know souvenirs, things like that. And these women are really into what they're doing.
Yes,
I mean, there's practices during the week, time away from their family, but they're very into what they're doing.
And who was the young lady? What was her nickname?
Which one?
The girl we went to see. I don't want to use her real name. You don't remember her nickname? No. I can't remember either. It's escaping me right now because my mind is so tired.
So tired. Yeah. Why?
Does that lead us into your...
What? About me being tired? Not sleeping?
Not sleeping at night?
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if it's been the weather or what, but... And I had this dream last night, and I knew when I woke up what it was about because... in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, and time, I used to go to the Patriots game all the time.
Right.
And before the Patriots game, like on the Friday night before, I'd always have this dream that I was trying to get to the Patriots game and couldn't get there. So last night I had this dream. I was trying to get here today and couldn't get here. I was on the other side of Haverhill, and it was like 10 minutes of 9, and I said, there's no way I'm going to make it here. And I kept waking up all night worrying that I wasn't going to make it here on time. So I came in early just to make sure that I was here. But I used to have this dream all the time.
Wow.
I don't know why. It was like I was trying to get somewhere and I couldn't get there.
Right.
And there was always something blocking me or something going wrong or something. So I don't know.
Was it Nitro something? Nitro? No. I
don't. I'll find out.
Well, anyway, she was working very hard there.
She was. She was. And that's what I'm saying. They're very dedicated to what they're doing. And it's all... They're not getting paid. This isn't a professional sport, and
you know. And I heard you folks talking about it on the previous show that they had you on for a little while there, and you were talking about it and saying how it's more family oriented and it's not as violent, which is true. But some of those girls took some pretty good spills.
Oh yeah, they did, and I thought it was enjoyable. It was. Typical roller derby where the pack starts out and then
right,
the,
and
then
you can
the
see that they were trying, yeah,
and they're being blocked and pushed off, and there's penalties called, and it was roller derby. It's
and the cheerleader on the side.
Yeah, it's just that where it's not on a racetrack, it's not at the speed that you would see when you were watching it on television.
Right.
So, but it was I think it was a good time for anybody who wants to go out on a. Whenever they play,
there's a pretty good crowd there, so
yeah, and they even have one in Wilmington that they play at the Shriners.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a roller derby league that that plays at the Shriners. Because that was the first time I saw that the roller derby was back, and I was going to go to that game, and it ended up being I had a birthday that day for my grandson, so I couldn't go.
Right.
But it's a great time for all. It's good for family. Bring your family out, and I think...
Techno Destroyo. Techno Destroyo. That was her name. You just got it up?
Yeah, I was just pulling it up now.
Do you see her name on there?
In a second.
Oh, okay. No, it was Techno Destroyo. You know why? Because I remember me and my wife shouting, Techno, Techno.
Yep, Techno Destructo.
Techno Destructo.
That's it. Techno Destructo.
Yep, very hard worker, dedicated to it, really likes what she's doing.
Yep.
All right.
I thought she was, like I said, it was interesting. It's not as fast as what you've seen on television because it's a flat surface. It's not... And it's not the railings with the banks of the track and stuff, but it's a good time. Bring the family. Children under 10 are free, and $10 prior to, and if you pay at the door, I think it was 12.
And they all had all kinds of souvenirs, too, like T-shirts.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Calendars, they were giving out calendars, wall poster-type calendars. So it was good. It was a good time. Anybody wants to go, check it out. It's... New Hampshire, NHRollerDerby.com. NHRollerDerby, all one word, .com.
Okay.
And the schedule's up there. I think they have another match coming up in August.
Well, I did make it to the Yankee homecoming.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You met our friend, Bill.
Charlie and I, we hopped on the Road King, rode all the way up there, found the parking space, a little ways away from our friend Bill. But, yes, I met Bill, and you know what? I had my picture taken with him, and we're going to have to put it onto the website. Did you see the picture? He is now the poster child of the R&D radio show. He's like the...
Well, we elected him president of the fan club, right?
Did we elect him?
Well, I don't know. Or he was appointed.
Well, he very well should be.
No, I know you told me, and it was a good time.
It was a good time. I think he said he wasn't going to be around listening to today's show. I could be wrong about that, but I thought he said he was going somewhere where he wouldn't be hearing it. But he loves the show, and he thinks we're pretty funny and stuff. Not that we're trying to be funny. It just happens that way.
Well, if people saw us, they would either cry or laugh, so it doesn't matter.
And not to, like, bring anybody down, but he seems to think we might be better than those Sicilian guys.
Hey, don't talk about those Sicilian guys.
Hey, I'm half Sicilian,
yeah,
so I can...
Hey, you want to live? You want to live? You don't talk about the Sicilian guys.
I'm half Sicilian, so I should be allowed, but don't push my buttons because the Irish side of me is a nut.
Let me just say, the Sicilian corner has had on Pat Benty a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Pat Benty is from East of Boston.
Mamma mia.
Okay? I'm from East of Boston.
Yeah, but you're what nationality are you?
I'm half Italian.
You are half Italian?
Half Lebanese. And when I grew up in East Boston, it was around my Italian grandmother.
Is that a strange combination, or is that common over there in East Boston?
It's a great combination. Look at me. Look at my kids. How can you... Good thing... Ooh,
thank God kids. For your wife.
Good thing my kids. They look like their father.
No, they don't.
No. But we're going to have the other thing. Darlene Franklin will be on at 9:30.
Right.
We'll be
calling I'm looking forward to that. Because I was going to ask you a question. I said, you know what? I'm going to hold off and talk to the
Darlene.
Actual.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's from East Boston originally.
Okay.
She grew up in here. I went to school with her brother. So.
Wow.
So we're bringing East Boston up to Merrimack Valley, trying to, you know, bring you some culture.
Right, right. Right.
Just... No, it's funny. Pat Benty has been on. He's from East Boston. I'm from East Boston. And Darlene's going to be on, and she's from East Boston.
You know where so I was born?
Yeah, upstairs in the front room. Because you want to be near your mother. Where were you born?
Inglewood. Inglewood, California.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Somebody used to joke around with me, asking me if I used to ride my tricycle in a leather diaper.
Inglewood, California.
Yes.
So you
moved here when I was just about turning 3 years old.
So it's that California air that you breathe it in as a baby.
That's why I'm always coughing. No.
No, I could see what the problem is now. That explains a lot.
We actually, me and the family went out there a few years ago, and it was really my first time back since we moved out here. and it was quite eye-opening.
Being in Inglewood?
Went into Inglewood, yep. Saw the old house that we lived in and stuff, you know. And, yeah, it was pretty neat. I want to go back. We hung around the Los Angeles and Redondo Beach, went through Malibu, stuff like that, you know.
Did you like that?
Loved it.
Daryl's on the phone.
Hey, there he is.
Daryl.
You know what? I just heard the word Malibu. Are you talking about the trip?
When when I took the family out there a few years back, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
You've been through there, I'm sure, many times.
Oh, my goodness, have I ever. Yeah, God bless. It's just, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful.
If I had the money, brother, that's where I'd be, living right on the beach in Malibu.
Oh, man.
But I think Ronnie's more of like a Santa Barbara guy. I was telling the guys the other day, Bruce, I said, we're entering the Santa Barbara Film Festival. I think Dan and I are going to get stuck in a hotel, and Ronnie's going to get invited to stay with Oprah.
There you go.
I love it.
Well, let me just say, if I'm staying with Oprah, I'm sure I'll be eating well and sleeping in a nice bed. I don't know what you guys are going to have in the hotel.
God bless. I tell you, isn't it awesome? Yeah, so...
Knowing Daryl, he'll be eating off my plate.
Oh.
I'm sorry, bud.
No, it's okay, brother. It's probably true.
So now you must be all excited about tomorrow night.
I am. You know, the obvious feelings, excited, a little anxious, a little nervous, excited for it to come, excited for it to end. You know how it is when you're planning a big event.
Right.
And we're in the bigger theater now, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I got really nervous. We sold out the 100 and whatever it was, 97-seater, 90-seater, and most of that is based off of... tickets already sold. Most of it's based off commitments and the next day or two for people to grab their tickets. So I said, you know, we promoted yesterday on a Lowell station. Obviously, you guys are promoting, God bless, and we've been promoting. So tomorrow, if we have anybody who's coming in, you know, we're probably going to be a little over 200. And my thing was, even if we're not, I said, you know, you want people to be comfortable, not crunched up all up against each other in the middle of summer, you know?
Right.
So there'll be walk-up sales then.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we're going to have at least a couple hundred people, and it's definitely a big bang. It's a great send-off, and, very, very excited. We're going up there tonight to do a little test screen, Lisa and I.
Nice.
Yeah, very excited about it.
Well, awesome. That's great.
Very excited. So, and then, obviously, afterwards, well, only for ticket holders, though. We're going to have a little gathering afterwards at the Sahara, and Ronnie, God bless him, Booper Productions is going to be DJing, and, you know, we'll have some fun, and it'll be a good time, and then it's time to head west. I think we'll officially announce it on Facebook in a couple weeks.
What productions was that, did you say?
Booper. B-O-O-P-A.
Listen.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's great. Is there actually something that says that? How do you guys do that?
That's the Manhattan transfer.
Oh, I love it. That's great. See? Look, it was foretelling. God bless. I love it. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. So very excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing Ronnie Ferris's... phenomenal acting on the big screen again for the last
yes.
time in this area.
Every damn hand!
Yeah. Yeah, every... That's right.
And being nice.
That was censored.
Every stinking hand!
Yeah. It was very censored. And Mr. Dan Lynch, of course, is phenomenal acting, even though it's short-lived. It's still
very good. I'm going to be starring in his next film. Yeah. I have an idea.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You got to get... I think that first idea was phenomenal, and I think... Whenever you're ready, I keep telling you, I think we'd love to do something like that. I'm sure Ronnie would love to jump on board as well.
No, you want to hear a little bit of the plot that I'm thinking?
Of course.
Middle-aged guys and these young kids who are growing up now just like picking on us and calling us old and stuff and having no respect, and we kind of turn the tables.
Do a little Charles Bronson on them.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. It has a lot of potential.
Should we do the sock with the quarters?
But one of the scenes I was thinking before we turned the tables is two of these kids are like real good wrestlers, mm-hmm. and they get two of us, and they're just tearing us apart. And it's kind of like a very comedic scene that I have envisioned.
They're twisting
us into very uncomfortable positions.
Pin his shoulders. Yeah. No pins.
That's great. I love it. I really love it. So,
did you guys see the Queen? No, we was wrestling.
That's excellent. Yeah, I tell you, whenever you're ready to rock, man, I'm telling you, make it happen. You got to just, you know, it's like anything. You got to make the time to do it. It's, you know, it's never an easy task to.
It all starts with a pen.
Oh, wow.
Or a keyboard.
I'm sure it's phenomenal, Dan. So anyone, any of you listeners that that are interested in going tomorrow evening, they can call me. Or they can touch base with you guys. You guys can let me know. You guys always, I assume, give the information, which is awesome. And they can call me 310-902-8788. And people have asked if they can actually come and get the tickets there. If that's absolutely necessary, if there are any left, then absolutely. I'm sure we can make something work. Showcase Cinemas tomorrow night in Lowell. I think everyone in the area knows it. That's the one everyone went to before the loop opened up.
Right off the Lowell Connector there, off of 495.
Yeah. Can't miss it.
Saw some of the greatest movies there in the 90s.
Near the old Wang building.
Yeah. Is it really? Everyone says that, actually.
It used to be the old Wang building, that tall building there used to be Wang Computer.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's what a couple people have said.
Yep.
That's the old Wang Bing building. And it's at 7:30, and, very excited. So we're making plans now for, actually today, making plans for Buffalo, making plans for Cape Cod, and the biggest one coming up is the Palms in Vegas. And that's a definite.
Nice.
That's confirmed. So we're going to talk to like a travel agency, talk to some people between this week and next, and then post it on Facebook. And we've already had a lot of interest, not only obviously for people out west, but people here who are interested in flying out and spending a day or two in Vegas and being part of the movie experience, because we're going to have an after party at the Ghost Bar right after upstairs that overlooks the whole strip. So it's going to be a great time. And between all the festivals we've just entered and are going to continue to enter, we really have high hopes for the movie. As you guys know, especially Ronnie, because Ronnie's come to a lot of the New Hampshire screenings where we sat and talked afterwards and stuff like that. It's not an easy task, but if you, the love is there, the passion's there, God bless, it's a, you know, it can really happen, which is great. And Dan, thank you. Those Blu-rays, I might end up seeing you guys in about 40 minutes. Thank you so much for that as well. You guys are both awesome.
All right, Daryl. Well, good luck tomorrow night, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much to both you guys.
Okay, Daryl.
Continue success on the show, guys. You guys are rocking. It's awesome. Love you both.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
Bruce, love you too.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
See you Thursday.
And for anybody who's listening who knows me and my family, my son Phil has a half-decent part in that movie too, so that's worth going. Besides yourself, Ron, and Daryl, and all the other folks who are in this movie. I mean, for an independent movie, I have to say, it came out very impressive. Better than some full-blown movies that are being shown out there right now.
Okay. Bruce is getting Darlene on the phone. Right after he gets here, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk to Darlene.
Okay.
And in the meantime, if you want to get there tomorrow, there should be tickets walk up at the theater tomorrow. So tomorrow evening, 7:30, over in Lowell. It's the Showcase Cinema in Lowell.
Name of the movie?
Is Boys. B-O-Y-S, Boys. And
It's worth a night out. Wednesday night, go check out the movie. Hang around with a bunch of the people who are in the movie. I believe there'll be a question and answer afterward.
Yep. Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll be back with Darlene.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at topdentist.com. That's TOPPdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart.
And we're back. And if you don't know, that's Lefting from The Godfather, which seems appropriate because we're going to be talking.
But that's different, isn't it?
Well, you're thinking of.
No, you know what? I'm thinking of the one that the guy sings at the wedding.
Yeah.
I have but one heart.
Yeah. Well, this one's a little bit different. But this is to introduce our guest, who is the author of The Wicked Real Housewives of the Mob, and that is Darlene Franklin. Hello, Darlene.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
That's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're great. Welcome.
Very excited.
Now, like I said earlier, Darlene, you know she's high class because she's like me, and Pat Bentley, who's been on this radio station. We're all from East Boston, so.
Yeah, but you know what I'm wondering.
What's that?
Is she beautiful?
She is, absolutely.
Okay, that's
she is, and I was going to say that, and I didn't, and just an interesting story is I friended Darlene on Facebook, and she sent me a note about needing some, you know, video work done.
Right.
And she said, how did you know me? And it was just, I think maybe it was because I was friends with Pat Bentley, but her name came up as a suggested friend. And then after I talked to her and stuff, then I went and looked. I said, I remember her. Once I saw her picture, I knew
who
she was.
No kidding, huh?
And I went to school with her brother.
That's too funny. I know. Well, we grew up right around the corner from each other.
Yeah. And she is a beautiful girl, by the way.
So she knew you when you had hair.
Yeah. When I had hair down to my shoulders.
Wow.
Absolutely. Look at it now.
Was he? Did he go around beating up the little guys in the neighborhood?
I think he did, yeah.
Thanks, Darlene. But yeah. Darlene wrote, just so you know, that this isn't a whimsical thing, Darlene wrote the original Joey and Maria's Comedy Wedding.
Nice.
Which opened at Angelica's in Middleton in March of 1992. Is that correct, Darlene?
That is correct.
Okay. Can I ask you a little something about that? Because I've never seen it. I've always heard about it. I've seen ads for it in the newspaper all these years and always thought that it would be a good thing to go to, but just never did.
Uh-huh.
There's a script for that?
Yeah, there's a format. Yeah, there
so
is.
There is a format, but now the people who go to, you know, pay admission to see this, are they like guests of the wedding?
Yeah, they're guests at the wedding, and they come in as if they're members of the family or friends of the family, things like that. It's cool.
But then you have the actors playing their parts.
Yeah.
No, and they interact with the audience also.
Oh, wow.
You know, but the ceremony is scripted. You know, certain things that happen throughout the night, those are scripted. But what happens at the tables, you know, that's improvised.
Right.
But a lot of the same stuff happens over and over again. So it's a lot of fun.
Right. Nice.
But I did. So I wrote it in 92, and I sold the company in 2001. So if anyone's seen the show from 2001 till now around here, with the exclusion of Florida, then they're seeing the new people who bought my company's version.
And it's probably not as good.
I have to say that it's different.
Okay.
It's different.
It's not very different. I mean, it's the same outline, but it's different. I mean, I you know. So we have the new show, Wicked Real Housewives now, which what I did with that was I just sort of took a look around at what people liked, and I took reality TV, interaction, and live performances all in one, and we come up with the show. So it's...
Now, is this kind of like that Jersey Shore that I see my wife watching at night with the ladies? Is that the one where they're all yelling at each other and stuff?
Yeah, that's a Real Housewives show. Yeah, it is. It's based on the way the show goes is you come to Kowloon's as if you're a friend of one of these housewives who happens to be in a reality show. And this is her husband's welcome back from jail party.
Wow.
He's been in jail, and they're shooting the final episode. So when you come in as a guest, sit around, you and your wife, and you make like you know the wives. You'll see a little video about what happened on the highlights of last week's episode. And then the producer comes out and tells you guys you're going to be on a TV show. The cameraman comes out and he shows you how wonderful you look on camera. We have the screens up. And then the housewives come in, and it becomes a party. We have a live band. It's just
no kidding. That sounds like a good time.
I think it's going to be a blast. I mean, we haven't opened yet. We opened one similar last year, but there wasn't quite as good a focus in terms of what was going to happen throughout the night. This is, you know, a mock welcome home from jail party. So right. That's what we're
celebrating. Well, the great thing about that is the Real Housewives. That's really pretty big right now. I mean, I know I don't watch it, but I know my wife is big into that stuff. You know, and I mean, you're probably doing this at a perfect time, and it's probably going to catch like wildfire.
Right. I hope so. I also wrote a show called The Sopranos: Last Supper a long time ago.
I think I recall that one.
And that ran in Las Vegas for 6 years.
Did it run around here for a little while, though?
It ran around here, but it was a different version that ran around here. The one in Vegas had, you know, lookalikes. It ran at the Tropicana. And so, yeah, I mean, I just like to figure out what people want to see live. I just think it's good to bring something right into some, you know, a face-to-face one of these shows or the ideas of one of these shows. I think that's a lot of fun for the audience.
Sure.
So this is about Donna's husband, Rocco the Regulator Jr.
Oh, boy.
Who has just been released from the state correctional facility.
Middleton. He was in Middleton.
So he was right down the street from Kowloon's.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like a kind of guy who would make broken leg a lamb or something.
Yeah.
Or Vinny's ribs. But no, really, Vinny's ribs.
Vinny's ribs.
Oh, I'll tell you, put your fingers in the finger bowl. There was real fingers in there. The other thing I did want to point out, that when Darlene was doing the Joey and Maria's comedy wedding, if you were a military person, you got in for free. Is that correct, Darlene?
Yeah, all my shows, always.
Yeah.
Always when I, even still in Florida. Yeah, but not just after 9/11. It's been like that since the day I opened.
Yep, from 1994. They were always welcome, and a lot of money to charity. You did charity events to help raise money for charities, and yep. So it's very.
Yeah, we try to do the right thing. We were awarded by the USO every year for like 5 years in a row back in the '90s. For whenever, like there, you know, there's a Coast Guard base in Boston, and there's a lot of military guys come through, and women as well, and they just don't know what to do on the weekend, and they're always welcome to come see my shows for free, always.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's funny because New Year's Eve we did a show down in Naples, because now I run the Joey and Maria operation throughout the state of Florida, and it's very popular down there. It's like 1994 all over again. It's a blast.
Wow.
Yeah, and we did New Year's Eve, and the tickets were like a real lot of money, like $120, and I got this phone call, like this whole table where they was, and I'm like, okay, you guys, come on in. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
But, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
And I'm sure in Naples there's a lot of people who identify with the Italian theme, correct?
Naples, Florida. We have a lot of people from Michigan down there for some crazy reason.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Ronnie, that wasn't funny. That wasn't funny at all.
Okay, Chief. No, but I thought Naples.
Because of Naples?
Well, because it's Florida. I mean, everybody from up here goes down to Florida. Yeah. Even my brothers are in Florida. I'm stopping in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Naples is the East Coast. Naples is the West Coast. We're on the Gulf. But we're all over Florida. We're all over the state. So it's being really well. Joanie Marie is being really well received down there. We're going to be opening up Wicked Real Housewives down there, too, in the fall. And
awesome.
We're also opening up a drag version of it.
Mmm. Yep.
Really? Of the Wicked Housewives or Joey and Maria's?
No, Housewives.
Housewives, a drag version.
Wow.
Where's that opening, in Florida?
You look excited about this one, Ron.
That's going to be down in Florida, yeah.
Wow.
It is going to be all, but it's going to be at one location, so it won't be touring like the other shows will.
That's awesome.
But if anybody wants to go to this one, I mean, this is going to be playing August 26th. September 9th and September 30th at the Kowloons in Saugus.
And do you think there will be more shows after that?
Yeah, I do. We're starting with these three, and I think what we're going to do is probably try and be in there a couple of times a month, and we're going to start moving the show around. So if anyone has a restaurant they want us to come, we're welcome. You know, we'd love it. You know, just give us a call. And
now, you said there's going to be a live band there, so they're going to have to be there with all their equipment and stuff, right?
That's right.
What type of music will they be playing?
It's the Shingalings, and they're going to be playing what I would call oldies, but apparently that's not a word anymore, retro classic hits.
So a band like, say, Golden Earring?
I don't know Golden Earring, but they'll be playing like My Boyfriend's Back, Do Run Run, He's a Rebel. They're going to play...
So no Radar Love or Twilight Zone?
Darlene, just so you know, he's trying to be funny because he's a big... Golden Earring fan that nobody knows about.
Oh,
but
the Golden Earring. I get it now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he mentions them every week just to make sure they get mentioned at least once a week.
They're in the studio right now, as a matter of fact, making their 33rd album.
Good for them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay.
I don't want
Golden Earring to take over the show.
Okay.
Other than the band, though, we're also going to have house dance music, too. So it'll go back and forth between the band and the house music.
Now, and again, this is an interactive show.
Yeah.
So the people that are there will become part of the show.
Yeah, they sure will.
Yeah.
They're going to be separated into the four families, the Gavonas, the Gamadis, the Faccia Brutes, and the Di Butanas.
Oh, that's beautiful. For that alone, I'd want to go just to see their look on their faces when they hear the names of the families.
That's
when they
funny.
Find out they're a Faccia Brute, it's going to be hysterical.
I got a Faccia Brute to hear every week.
Knock it off.
Which means?
Ugly face.
Thank you.
I know, you'll know what it means because it's going to say reserved for the Faccia Brute family, and then we're going to have underneath it what, you know, the definition is. And the spelling was a little off because we don't want to be, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want, It's going to be fun. It just, people need something to do.
I'm kind of excited about this because it sounds like a lot of fun, and this is great. This is wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you want tickets, you can go to Darlene's site, which is Darlene, that's Darlyne, franklinproductions.com.
Or you could do wickedrealhousewives.com.
Wickedrealhousewives.com.
Or joeyswedding.com. You have no idea. There isn't a word you can't put on that, in that URL, that won't bring one of my websites up.
Okay. And tickets are what, $46 for Kowloons?
$46, and that includes the Kowloons buffet and the show.
Okay. Yeah, wow, nice.
It's going to be. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at 7. and the guests will eat their dinner first, and then we'll start the show.
Yeah, so they feed you first, so don't worry about having to eat. So you eat at 7, and then the show starts.
Nice. Yeah.
And those are all Friday nights, by the way, folks.
They are. We'd love to do Thursday nights, too, depending on how popular the show gets. And I think it's great. Couples can go. Bachelorettes can go. Ladies' night out. Family night out. Whatever. Mother-in-law.
Right.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for having me on the show. This has been fun.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you for coming on. And Dan and I are going to meet with you this afternoon anyways at 3.
Yes, Ron. Dan, you too. Okay, great. Because I hope you guys get involved. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to see if Productions can help you out, and Daniel's video will help you out. So we'll see you this afternoon, Darlene.
All righty. I'll see you guys today.
Thank you so much for being on.
Good talking to you, Darlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's... I love the names. I love the names of the families. Those are funny.
Why do you have to pick on me in front of this nice lady?
See, I wish she did come in because... You have the reputation of bringing in all the beautiful
women. And you're dying to bring one in.
Oh, I bring one in every week, me. Beautiful people.
Bruce doesn't seem too excited.
Hello, what?
He keeps looking at the door, wondering who's going to come following. We've been kind of dropping the ball lately.
I can't believe that.
I know, you don't...
You weren't here when my wife came in. That's right, you weren't here for that.
No, but you're falling down on the job. I mean... But this is good. This is going to be a good show, and we're going to see if we can help her out today.
I'm slow today. I feel that I'm slow. And when you said that thing about the face thing, what was that one?
Faccia brutta.
Faccia brutta. I was going to say, shut up, you face. But it was too late.
Yeah, you are a little slow. So, Dan, you're looking to make some money?
What do you mean?
Well, I got the list.
I'm always looking to make money. Anybody need video work done?
I'm looking here at the prizes that haven't been claimed yet.
Big
for what? Prizes for the mass lottery.
Oh.
Let's see.
I could be a winner. Oh, no. I got to play first, right?
Yeah, you have to play to win. So if you don't play, you don't win.
Imagine that. These people don't even realize they won.
No, isn't that terrible that you have to play to win?
Let me hear some figures.
Well, $4 million prize if you go to the $10 million Hold'em Poker from 2005. 7 out of those 10 prizes have been claimed, so there's three of them still out there for $4 million.
Wow.
And for the same game, for the $1 million prize, 43 out of 50 have been claimed, so there's still 7
Hold'em
out there.
Is that a scratch ticket?
Yeah, these are scratch tickets.
They have $4 million scratch tickets?
Yes.
Well, man.
$4 million prize.
Scratch tickets remind me of slot machines for some reason. I never do good with them.
Well, that's exactly what they're like. The odds are always in the favor of the house. There's some other ones here that there's only like one prize left that I'm looking at them, so I'm wondering if it's... They probably are holding those back because they haven't sold enough tickets yet to make up to think of... Because these games are from like 2006. The 800 million spectacular. 19 out of 20, $2.5 million prizes.
Wow.
So there's only one out there.
Yeah.
The $1 million prize, 74 out of 80, so there's 6 still out there. So it's...
Jeez, that's amazing.
Now, the new ones that just came out, there's Black Pearls has a $1 million prize. Only 1 out of 10 has been won.
Wow.
That game just started this year. A $3 million prize, only 1 out of 8, so there's 7 still out there. That's Mass Millionaire Mania. And for the $1 million prize on the Mass Million... Mania, there's 2 out of 15 have won. So these are the new games. And again, I don't think they... At the beginning, they let some of these tickets out so people win. And then, you know, they can say, oh, people have
won. You want to hear my newest way of losing?
Go ahead.
And this is Dan's Lament of the Week. I ought to have, like, a weekly spot, Dan's Lament of the Week. I got a check in the mail from a client who I will be doing some video for. And it was just a down payment. And it turns out she ended up changing accounts and making a new one at a different bank with her spouse. But before that, she had sent me a check from the old one. And I kind of dragged my butt cashing the thing in. And it turned out that the check bounced.
Ooh.
And I got... they charged me a $15 fee for that.
Okay.
That's crazy. Why am I being penalized for someone who doesn't have enough money in their account?
Well, that's like when you bounce a check, the bank charges you more of what you don't have already.
That's correct. That's correct.
Does that make sense?
But why do I get penalized for someone who doesn't have enough money in their account? Clearly, you've been through this before because you're making a face like it's happened to you many times.
It happens every day to everybody because the banks... How much money do you think the banks make on fees every year?
Oh, I understand the fees and all that, but why does somebody who has nothing to do with what somebody else has in their account have to pay for that? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Because that's how the bank makes money.
That's ridiculous.
Well, a lot of things are ridiculous, but that's the way of life. Banks make a tremendous amount of money on fees every year.
You don't think that's... You're making it sound like, oh, good for the bank. You're looking at me with the hands folded
again. I don't agree.
Smile on your face.
I don't agree with it.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted you to say.
Write your congressman. Stay here after 10 o'clock on Politically Correct. Ask George and James.
I can't. I got to wait for Daryl in the parking lot. He wants his Blu-rays.
You're waiting for him in the parking lot. And here's the author of Boys, and he's having you meet him in a parking lot. Is it a parking garage? Is this like Deep Throat in All the President's Men?
Will you stop it? That spit is still on your glasses, by the way.
It's probably not spit. It's
no, you know what? I think it's on the inside, buddy. So
you're going to meet Daryl afterwards. Okay, good.
I got no spit left.
That's right, Jaws. We know all about you, Chief.
What were you saying about Daryl?
So you're going to meet him in a parking lot.
Yeah, so folks, again, tomorrow night, Boys movie. Yankee Homecoming is still going on.
Shark Week.
Is Shark Week happening?
Yeah, in fact, I watched last night... It was from last year. Craig Ferguson went in with the Sharks last year.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. I mean,
wow.
They're unbelievable animals when you stop and think about it.
Well, you know, you go down to, what's the one Disney World with the big aquarium that they have there? What's the name? Is that the Living Seas?
Living Seas, yes.
And,
in Epcot.
And if you scuba dive, you can actually go into the big tank and swim around. And there were sharks and everything in there.
New England Aquarium has them, too, in their tank. They have sharks down there.
They let people like you and I go in there and swim around?
Only to feed them.
That would be the people who work there, though.
No, that's when they would put you and I in to feed the sharks.
You go in but don't come out?
That's it. Sounds almost like Daryl's movie.
It's got to be a 30-footer. 30
20-footer.
20-footer. Oh,
25.
Wow.
One of my all-time favorite movies, George.
Absolutely.
That and The Godfather. I was going to bring that up, but it's funny because the Smithsonian, I don't know if you watch the Smithsonian Channel at all, this week they had Ariel, Massachusetts, where they were shooting, they do every state, where they fly over with a helicopter showing the sights, and they showed Martha's Vineyard, where Jaws was filmed, and that's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah, that Jaws
and it's
filmed.
All aerial stuff?
Yeah, the whole thing, like for each state, they shoot the aerial.
Now, do they have like a little what are they called? The watermark on the bottom right side or anything?
Probably, I think they do.
Because I'd like to, steal some of that footage and use it in some videos that I do.
Well, I'm sure it's high def, so you could shrink it down and cut that corner.
Right.
And for those of you listening at the legal authority for the Smithsonian, Booper Productions no way endorses the stealing of video by Daniel's Video Production.
Oh, that reminds me, I was downloading some music I meant to off this pirate site.
Imagine that. You're going to get fined for $1 million now.
I know. Isn't that crazy stuff? So
that's why we always tell people if they ask us, as long as we can get it from a legal site, that's why we use Napster or iTunes.
It's only fair to the artist. Yeah. So,
that's absolutely. So we only get it from legal sites.
Right.
Napster used to be illegal. Now it's one of the more popular legal sites.
Right.
Which was good.
And you can buy a card at Best Buy for Napster.
Yes, you can. You can. There's all over the place, and iTunes the same thing.
How did this get? Oh, because I was stealing.
Yeah, because you were stealing. We no way endorse the stealing of intellectual property from anybody.
Well, anyway, it was great meeting Bill at the Yankee Homecoming. We talked to Darlene today, and what's the name of her show again?
The name of her show is, let me get the exact name right here, The Wicked Real Housewives of the Mob.
And that sounds like a good time for someone like my wife and maybe her friends. Me, I'd run out of there, I think.
Well, it's going to be at Colleen's in Saugus, and that is on August 26th, September 9th, and September 30th, $46. Good time, buffet. At Kowloon's, and
they may have great food at Kowloon's, so.
Oh, they always do have great food at Kowloon's. Probably the best Chinese food around.
Mm-mm.
Now you're getting hungry?
A lot of meat on the bone there, Chief.
That's it.
All right, well. Boop a boop a boop.
There it is.
Boop a boop a boop boop a.
He's going to wipe his. What was his? Bumper with his boop a towel.
Yes.
His pooper with his boop a. That's what
it
was. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening in.
And stay cool, but don't freeze.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.